I'm Christine Ottery at the first 1010 Roadshow for Community Leaders. I'm here with Daniel Vokins, the campaign manager for 1010. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. Good
evening. So, Daniel, tell me, how do the roadshow sessions fit in with the bigger picture of the 1010 campaign?
Well, really what we want to do with the roadshow is start taking all of that online energy with all the people that have signed up on the website and taking it offline, so you'll be able to see 1010 in your local community, in your school, in those places around you. And we're training people up to talk about climate change confidently in a positive way, teaching them about 1010 and also how to go out there and set up their own event.
Cool. So also, what are your plans for 1010 actually in 2010? What can you tell me about that?
Well, the website is being built and developed at the moment, but essentially what we're going to be doing is providing people an online community that has all of the tools, the tips, and the ways of getting to 10% reductions as an individual, an organisation, or a business. And alongside that, there'll be huge numbers of competitions, free giveaways, and really exciting celebrity content, videos, and it'll be really an engaging website that will help people take those actions that will take them to 10%.
So you've already managed to get the government to pledge £20 million to reducing their carbon emissions within their department offices. How do you hope to influence politics?
Well, I mean, the thing that I'd say is that we've been incredibly surprised at how quickly the political side of this campaign has taken off. You know, within 48 hours of launching, Prime Minister and the leaders of all the major political parties had signed up. Within 2 weeks, they'd all made pledges around their councils. And then, you know, another 3 weeks later than that, we had a three-hour debate on the House of Commons floor. So clearly, we're having a massive impact already. And now, it's about taking strong policy commitments from each of the parties and getting them put in place. So we're going to be calling for all sorts of exciting and innovative stuff next year. And I won't go into it yet, but it's all being developed.
Oh, tantalising. Just one more question. What are the signs of progress, the green shoots of hope within 1010 already?
They come in almost hourly, you know. 1 minute you'll get a picture from Tottenham Hotspur who have just put 1010 on the LED boards and printed a match day programme. The next second you'll get pictures of a flash mob that York students have done and spelt out 1010 on the floor. And the next moment you'll get, you know, another request on top of the 27 we've already had to launch 1010 in another country. So really the inspiration has all come from our users and those people out there in society who've been inspired by the idea and who are actually making it happen on the ground right now.
Thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you, Dan.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Cool.